The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Amy Mark scores alongside Brad Young, filling in for Chris Ranji, who is still moving. This guy's got a lot of stuff, it seems. Well, Jerry Kelly has partnered with us for our 100 Acts of Kindness this year to celebrate 100 years of KMOX. And we are thrilled to welcome in and to showcase our charity of the week, which is Covenant House, Missouri. And here for Covenant House is Courtney Grady. She's the Senior Director of Programs and Services, and Robert Vogel, the Chief Development Officer. They're joining us in Studio B. Courtney, Robert, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
So for people who may have heard of Covenant House but aren't quite familiar with it, what does Covenant House do here in Missouri?
Well, Covenant House Missouri empowers youth who are facing homelessness, trafficking, and exploitation, and we help them to build independent, sustainable lives through our various transformative programs.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have been around since 1997.
Correct.
That's correct, yes.
So and looking at Covenant House, and if people want to find out more, you can go to covenanthousemo.org.
Yes.
As you mentioned, helping at-risk youth who have run away, who are at risk, who are experiencing homelessness. How do you find kids who are at risk, or how do they find you? What does this look like in just a one-person example?
So we get various referrals from different agencies throughout Missouri, throughout the state. What happens with some of our youth, they may call in. We have a waiting list. We have two floors. We have our Genesis floor, which is for our short term, which is up to about 120 days. And then we have our long term, our TLP, Transitional Living Program, and that is up to 2 years. And so what happens is we get referrals from different programs, and sometimes our youth just call in. We put them on a waiting list, and we go in a particular order and call them in to let them know when we have a bed available.
Well, Courtney, give us an example of, obviously no names, but give us an example of someone who has come through Covenant House and then is really benefited from that.
So we do have several youth that have come through our TLP program. And one youth in particular, she went through the program. We help her find a job. We help her get her GED. Mm. And she is now currently working and has her own apartment. Mm. As they go through the program, whenever they need anything, like I said, jobs, GED, any resources that they need, we do help them get that, their ID, their birth certificate, because some people come to us and they don't even have their IDs yet. So we help them attain all of that as far, and as well as insurance, well, medical insurance.
And if you look at this one lady that you gave us an example, this young lady, mm-hmm. where without Covenant House, she came to you, she was struggling,
yes.
she was in a bad way,
yes.
and now she's got an apartment, she's working.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a successful model.
Yes, mm-hmm. it is. Yes, and that's what we're all about. We all want to transform the lives of them and help them become independent.
Courtney, I know we talked about youth who are at risk or who are trafficked, and it's really difficult to think that mm-hmm. the trafficking is happening
yes.
right here in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you give us maybe an idea of either the scope of it, what kind of trafficking is going on?
Yeah, there's different, various kinds of trafficking. We have sex trafficking, work trafficking. Some of the youth come to us and sometimes they don't understand that they're trafficked. Mm-hmm. We do have an intake process, and through those series of questions, it helps us to understand if they're being trafficked or not.
Well, when it comes to trafficking, here's the thing. I've been to several fundraisers mm-hmm. to help rescue people who are being trafficked. And I've got to tell you, the first time I went to one of those, I was rather stunned that in the 21st century America, mm-hmm. people are being trafficked for
yes.
both sex trafficking and work trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, are you meeting folks who are also equally shocked that not only is this happening, but it's happening in large numbers?
Well, I would say that most people understand what the term is, but they don't really know that it happens to the extent that it happens. Mm-hmm. And many times it happens right underneath our noses, right in our yeah. own neighborhoods, in our own communities. And lots of times the homelessness can lead to the trafficking. Other times it's the other way around. The trafficking mm-hmm. leads to the homelessness. And many times it's simply one bad decision or a series of bad decisions that lead to that.
Right, because my view on it was, before I went to several of these fundraisers, it was, I know that there's sex trafficking going on, but that's happening in California. That's mm-hmm. happening mm-hmm. in Florida or mm-hmm. Chicago.
Sure.
That doesn't happen right here in God's
yes.
country of Missouri.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it is.
Yes, it is. It is in high numbers. Because as Robert stated, sometimes the homelessness, it leads to trafficking because the youth need things. And the only way that they can get those things, they may find someone who takes advantage of the fact that they need things. And then mm-hmm. the only way that they can get those things is to do whatever that person that's providing those things for them. Because they have a loss of love, they have a loss of stability, all those things. So they find someone that takes advantage of that and uses them.
And then Covenant House provides an off-ramp
yes.
for these
yes.
folks to get out of this trafficking situation.
Absolutely, we
yes,
do.
Really.
Yes,
it's all about stabilization, really.
Mm-hmm.
We help stabilize them. We build trust with them.
Mm-hmm.
We build a relationship with them. And then beyond just providing the shelter, we have all of the other services that we can provide to help them to move forward.
And I do want to talk about those services, but just to kind of drive home the point here, too, is it accurate that sometimes kids are trafficked by like a family member who has like a drug addiction or something like that? Like it could be an adult that's in their close circle is how it starts.
It could be.
Okay.
Yes, it could be. It could be anybody. But yes, it definitely could be an adult that's in their close circle that has information about their situation.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what about a child? I'm looking at just all the different services that you have. Let's say it's not that extreme, but mm-hmm. maybe a youth who is around peers who are making bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be someone like that, like after school or in the evening, saying, "I don't have a great home life. My peers are making bad decisions. I need help." Would Covenant House be a resource for them?
Yes, because we also have an outreach program.
Okay.
And that outreach is for any youth ages 16 to 24. That's the only criteria that you have to meet. And they can come in and they can eat meals, they can wash clothes, they can take advantage of all the programs and services that we offer, 16 to 24. So those are the non-residential youth that we serve.
I see this on your page, and my mm-hmm. our boss actually told us about this because I think maybe someone from here did this years ago. What is your community sleep out?
Well, the community sleep out is is one of our major fundraising events throughout
mm-hmm.
the course of the year, and we rely on corporations as well as individuals to come out and do a corporate sleep out with us. It's always the Thursday before Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and it's a way for somebody to really experience what happens with homelessness by literally sleeping out and then fundraising to get support for Covenant House.
Like walking in another person's shoes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
To realize exactly the situation that they're in.
Right. And we don't do it in the spring when it's nice. We don't do it in the fall when it's nice. It's the Thursday before Thanksgiving, so there's a good chance that it's going to be cold out, just like somebody would experience if they're homeless.
I imagine that has to be something of a shocking or eye-opening experience for a lot of people.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. I participated in the last few sleepouts, and it is. It's always very cold. We always have like fire pits and things like that just to experience what our youth may go through.
It's very sobering.
Yes, it is.
Now, Courtney, you've been with Covenant House for several years now.
Yes.
How did you first get connected with them or decide to work with them?
So I got connected with them initially because I'm also a licensed professional counselor. So prior to this position that I'm in now that I've been in a whole 30 days.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was the manager of clinical services. So I did start out as the therapist for Covenant House, and that's how I got connected. I saw the things that they did, and I saw the services that they offer, and I understand that youth going through those type of transitions sometimes have a lot of mental health issues that maybe have never been addressed. So I started off as the therapist there. Yes.
That is such an honorable and admirable undertaking, but I imagine pretty heavy.
Very heavy,
at times.
Yes, it is at times. They experience, there are a lot of issues that, mental health issues that some of them have never addressed until they've entered into the Covenant House. Because when they enter into Covenant House, we do a psychosocial assessment. And that kind of lets us know where they are mentally and determine what type of therapeutic services that they can use. And also if we need to refer them to our psychiatrist.
Since you are working with youth and youth who have been really betrayed by the world, by adults, how do you build that trust? And do they come to you skeptical?
They come to us very skeptical.
Yeah.
And we build that trust by just being there and helping them to understand that we, whatever they're going through, there is no judgment. And we are here to help. So they come in, no judgment zone, whatever they feel, we allow them to express. We also allow them to whatever gender they identify with. We do respect all genders. So whatever gender they identify with, that's how we address them. And we just establish that, build that trust by just being able to just be there for them and being a consistent person in their lives.
You know, it's interesting. With so many issues in our day, people look around and say, oh, my goodness, there's nothing we can do about this. There's nothing we can do to solve this problem or that problem. And yet you're not only on the tip of the spear helping kids, helping families, but you're providing a solution in a way that other folks can partner with you as well, right?
Absolutely.
Like members of the community can partner with you. Corporations can partner with you. How and what is the process for having folks partner with Covenant House to help you not only financially, because sometimes I think writing a check can be a very easy thing, but yet partnering with you in terms of being there, showing up at the sleepover, working with you, not just writing a check. How can folks partner with Covenant House to truly make a difference?
Well, we have organizations, corporations, large and small, who come in regularly to help us with what's called the Covenant Closet or the Cove Closet, which is where we have clothing and all kinds of basic necessities for the youth who can come in and grab whatever they want, to use whatever they want. There's no cost involved with that. Then we also have food that we're regularly taking in that we then disperse back out to the kids, to the youth. We also provide three hot meals a day, every single day, 24/7, 365. And the corporations and individuals are really an intricate part of what we do because, as you said, they not only come in and may want to help us financially, which we always love, but it's having other people come into the facility to understand exactly what it is that we do. And you have an opportunity also to interact with the youth on any particular given day, which is also very eye-opening, sobering, and you have conversations, and every story is a little bit different. So anybody that's interested in helping us, we would encourage you to call us or go to the website and just ask that question. How can I help? What can I do next?
And Robert, speaking of helping, Covenant House has engaged in tornado relief efforts too, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and after the tornado, we did see that there was an uptick in youth coming into our offices, into our facility, because they were displaced for whatever reason through their family or through their friends where they might have been staying. And some of those folks would come in and just simply get a meal and then move on. Others, if we can help them, we will. And as Courtney said, if need be, we'll put them on the list to try to help them to get into one of our programs, either the Genesis program or the Transitional Living program.
Well, we could talk to you guys all day. I love the work that you're doing.
Yes.
We have to protect our kids. Have to protect our kids.
Yes.
And so many times, you know, kids, they fall into this position, whether it's, you know, it's trafficking or addictions or homelessness, because they feel alone, mm-hmm. and they feel mm-hmm. they have no other alternatives.
That's right.
And you guys let them know they're not alone.
That's right.
They're loved. You're there for them. And you give them alternatives, mm-hmm. not just for a day, but for a lifetime, mm-hmm. career opportunities, educational support, on-the-job training. Mm-hmm. It is such important work. Thank you guys for being that beacon in St. Louis.
Well, and if people want to help partner with you, how can they reach you?
They can reach out to us directly through our offices. Our phone number is 314-533-2241. That's 533-2241. Or you can go to our website, covenanthousemo.org, and we're happy to help in whatever way we can, and we welcome all the help that comes through the community.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Courtney Grady, Senior Director of Programs and Services, Robert Vogel, Chief Development Officer of Covenant House, Missouri. I know we'll be in touch. We'll be talking more.
Thank you.
Thank you for the great work you guys do.
Thank you for all you do. We appreciate it.
He's Brad Young. I'm Amy Mark Scores. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Brad Young, Amy Markscore is with you on this hazy and warm Monday. And I'll tell you what, I see smoke like coming off the keyboard from Brad Young. He's been texting up a storm with you guys, 314-436-7900. You can call or text. And we had a good conversation in the last hour talking about the Supreme Court and their Friday news dump with all the decisions. And we started talking about the big, beautiful bill as well and the tax breaks and who tax breaks benefit in general. And Brad, you were in a conversation about the wealthy, not necessarily the Jeff Bezos wealthy, but like the millionaire wealthy.
Correct. But let me throw out this idea too. One of the reasons why I love texting when I'm on the air here at KMOX is because allowing the audience to be interactive with the show is something that exists in no other medium.
Yeah.
You can't watch Hannity. You can't watch MSNBC and be a part of the show. You can't listen to, even though I love that obviously all of our shows here on KMOX are podcasted, but the live has something different and distinct that allows the audience to be a part of the show.
Yeah.
And so every time I'm on the air, I type 80 words a minute. I can crank these things out really fast. And I love that there is audience participation. And here's a great example. As we were talking about taxes, we had some people calling or texting in and talking about this idea that, well, if the wealthiest pay based on income, why can't we tax them based upon their wealth, their amount of their wealth? And that's a great topic because if you go and look at the 16th Amendment to the Constitution, which was passed, I think, in the early 1900s, 1913, 1914, somewhere in there. If you look at it, that only allows for the taxation of income, not wealth. And there's a very good reason for that, because if you could be taxed on wealth, then, for example, if you own a home and your home is worth, say, $300,000, $200,000, doesn't matter, pick a number, and you could be taxed on wealth, that means you would have to literally sell your house to pay the tax, even though you still own your house. Mm-hmm. So there's a very good reason that we only tax income, not wealth.
Well, an unrealized wealth.
Unrealized wealth, right.
Impossible because the stock market, you can lose billions of dollars, millions of dollars day in, day out.
Right. So does that mean if today the stock market goes up and I'm taxed on that, does that mean tomorrow when the stock market crashes, I get a tax refund?
Right.
Okay. No, it doesn't mean that.
It would be a disaster.
It would be a disaster. Plus, it's also the idea that it's unrealized money, meaning if you have a $300,000 house, that has no bearing on what's money in your pocket. You might have a lot of money in your pocket. You might have no money in your pocket. And so the ability to pay taxes on that really is functionally impossible. So that's the reason why, and this person and I, actually several folks, we were texting on the text line, 314-436-7900, the idea that really the only equitable way to do this would be a flat tax. Mm-hmm. That way, the more you make, the more you pay, the less you make, the less you pay. And that would be truly the most equitable way to raise government revenue in this country.
And then when it comes to, I know a lot of people have issues with billionaires, which, by the way, we are going to be talking Chiefs stadiums and billionaires at 11 o'clock.
Speaking of billionaires, yes.
Yes, at 11 o'clock. But at some point, like you said, there are loopholes. The billionaires can find the loopholes.
Right.
You can't tax unrealized wealth, but billionaires can borrow against their wealth and so forth. And that's just, it's kind of the way it is. I mean, there are trade-offs for anything.
Sure.
And if you are a billionaire, you are just going to have those advantages. Is that fair?
Yeah. Well, people can argue whether it's fair or not. And I think we strive to have a system that tries to achieve an equitable taxation method. But that's why I brought up this fact that, that whenever we're hearing lots of folks screaming about, well, this in the tax big, beautiful bill, the tax breaks only benefit the wealthy. That is axiomatic. They can only benefit the wealthy because they're the only ones that are truly paying taxes.
We have a loyal listener, Harambe. Harambe listens every day. He texts in, "Wouldn't a flat tax solve all of this? I'm a libertarian," and that's what you were saying.
That's exactly the point I was making. If we had a flat tax. Now, we're never going to have a flat tax. We're never going to have a flat tax, and there's one reason why. One word, power. Because Congress derives enormous power from deciding who gets taxed and who does not get taxed. And if we went to a flat tax, Congress would be essentially giving away that power to make those decisions. And so really the reason we don't have an equitable situation is because congressional members want power. And that's the problem.
That's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
That's frustrating.
Because we could figure out an equitable system, but it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
He's Brad Young. We have a lot more to talk about. I'm Amy Markscores. Joining us next is Matt Pauly, KMOX's sports fella, host of Sports Open Line and the Redbird Rush Hour, Cardinals pre- and post-game. The Cardinals are hot. We'll talk to Matt next.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Out to go the shutout bid today, and there's a fly ball that goes into left field. And it is caught by Fermin for a Redbird winner. The Cardinals have swept the Guardians, winning on Friday 5-0, yesterday 9-6, and today 7-0.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Well, it's a Monday. We're chatting with Matt Pauly, and by, I believe, a special request, we have a reunion of two great minds who miss talking to each other. That is Matt Pauly, as I've mentioned, and Brad Young, who's filling in for Chris Ranji. Matt, Brad said you two have been texting over the weekend.
Yeah, you know what? He used to do the 8 o'clock show, so we would see each other pretty much every week when he would come into the studio, and that doesn't happen anymore, and Brad is one of my favorite people walking the face of the earth, so I am sad that I do not get to see Brad too often.
Yeah, and this weekend I told Matt, I said, Matt, you're my sports Sherpa. That's what you are. You're my sports Sherpa.
That's what we should call him. We'll add that to KMOX Sports Fella, the Sports Sherpa. Well,
Sherpa, that's good. Yeah,
Matt, I'll toss it to you for this because the Cardinals are hot right now.
Yeah, they had a really good weekend, and it started with the win. They sweep the Guardians. That game that they had with Sonny Gray pitching set the tone, and it was such a special performance we're not overstating things when we say that's in the group of like best starting pitching performances ever, especially in the since the era of counting pitches, because what he did on Friday night against Cleveland literally had never been done in the history of baseball since we've kept pitch counts, and then to just continue that on Saturday to get down and then come back and win that game, and then yesterday against a left-hander where they've struggled sometimes to jump all over him early with the big home run, and then just keep adding on, and Matthew Liberatore was really good. That was a fantastic weekend of baseball for the Cardinals.
And Matt, you know, last year one of the big complaints about the Cardinals was the offense, the lack of offense. This year we're not lacking in the offense department, and I'm just thinking about Nolan Gorman. He's really between him and Ivan Herrera and Jordan Walker. We've got an Alex Burleson. My goodness, he's in the top five in the National League for batting averages. But what has turned this team around offensively? Is there something that we can point to?
There's a couple things. And first off, if we're being really, really fair about things, it's been very hit or miss with them. They've been streaky. They score a lot of runs, or they don't score any runs, seemingly. But that's a lot. That's across baseball, too. You know, a lot of people think that's a St. Louis issue. That's really a Major League Baseball issue. There's a lot of teams that have the all or nothing nature of their offense. You look at where they rank in a number of categories. Team batting average is at .255. That's a top five. Their OPS is sitting as a team at, let's see, they're at .723. That's top 10 or so. They were going to be better than they were last year offensively just because of luck. They were so bad last year offensively, there was no way that they were not going to take a step forward. But I think more importantly, guys have really worked hard, and hitting coach Brant Brown has worked really hard with them. You know, and Nolan Gorman is a really great example. I sent a tweet out last night about this because I was looking through some of his numbers recently. A lot has been made of what he's done in the month of June, but you can go back even a little bit further than that. Since May 26th, he's hitting .277 with an OPS at .909, which is really, really fantastic. And this is a guy who wasn't getting in the lineup as often as he would have liked in the first month, month and a half of the season. And what he was doing was he was just working really hard in the cage, waiting for his opportunity, waiting for his time. And once it came, it was there. You mentioned Alec Burleson. So this is somebody who early on in the season was not hitting well. He was also having a hard time getting in the lineup. And the thing that he really worked on was pitch selection, because one of the problems that Burleson has had in his career is sometimes he actually makes too much contact. He'll swing at pitches that are way outside the zone. He'll make contact, and it's just going to be a slow roller. You're not going to get much damage on that. He, to his credit, has been able to focus more on swinging at pitches inside of the strike zone, and when he does that, that's where the damage comes from, and you don't swing at those pitches where you're not going to probably get a good result. So it's a little bit cliche to say it, but it really has been a case of a little bit of work and a little bit of luck and a whole lot of hard work.
Well, you make the comparison, Matt, about last year, and I believe I read after the win yesterday that the Cardinals are now 9 games over .500, which is their best record since the end of the 2022 season. So this is the first time we've been 9 games up over 500. And so, yeah, that compares with maybe some of the lows. But here's the question I want to get to. Something I know a lot of folks are talking about is attendance at games. There was the comment made by the Cubs announcers when we were playing the Cubs about it looked kind of skimpy here at Busch Stadium. But I know as a season ticket holder myself, I've seen the crowds recently being higher than the crowds were at the beginning of the season. And is there a thought process here, Matt, that the Cardinals, maybe there was a feeling that last year they weren't, true or not, maybe weren't trying to put the best product on the field. I don't think that's the feeling today at the beginning or close to July of 2025. I think there's a feeling that the Cardinals staff and administration are trying to put the best product on the field.
Yeah, the attendance thing, it's a really complicated conversation. I saw the comments that were made by the Cubs broadcasters, and I acknowledge how hot it was. That being said, I mean, in recent years, even in really hot situations, if the team's good, they're going to draw more. More and more people have been showing up. There's still people out there that just do not like John Mozeliak and just do not like Oliver Marmol, and they've decided to dig in and say, I'm not going to show up to a game until those guys are gone, which I think is just silly because
it is.
You're missing out on an opportunity to see a really fun baseball team that's representing this city and representing Cardinal Nation really well. So if that's the stance you want to take, I try not to tell fans how to be fans, but I think it's silly. But there's other things that are happening that I think people forget about. Group sales is a huge part of an offseason. And when the Cardinals are talking in the offseason about transition and about taking a step back and about, you know, focusing more on player development, there's going to be some groups and things like that don't do their annual trip, and you might not get that back. When the baseball has not been so great over the last couple of years, people look for reasons not to show up to the ballpark, and they're going to get this narrative in their mind that downtown is not the safest place in the world. So you know what? We're just not going to go watch Cardinal baseball. And all of a sudden, that implants in people's minds, and it takes a little while for that to come out because I think that's something that eventually will kind of come around. So the fans have been showing up more and more. Obviously, they're going to do so. It's a really fun, really entertaining brand of baseball. I think it's going to continue to get better and better, but I also don't think it's something that you just snap your finger and all of a sudden every single game is sold out. They were working a little bit behind the eight ball, probably because of some things that happened the offseason. And another side of this too that doesn't get talked about very much, and the Cardinals, to their credit, have cleaned this up a bit. Last year, if you were to get on the ticket resale websites, you could go find Cardinal tickets for $1, $2, $3. So all of a sudden, people are trained to say, you know what? Why am I going to go buy Cardinal tickets from the from the box office when day of the game I can get on StubHub or whatever and get a ticket for a dollar or two? I know the Cardinals have worked hard at limiting some of these ticket resellers who are devaluing the tickets that much. So that's another part of this whole thing as well. So the business that is ticket sales in professional sports, it's a lot more complicated than, hey, the team's playing better baseball, so there's going to be a sellout crowd or something like that.
I feel like yes and no. Like when we talk about why people aren't showing up, Jonah Goldberg always talks about he doesn't believe in monocausal reasons. And I agree when it comes to why people aren't showing up. But I do think there is one single solution to people not showing up, and that's winning consistently, because winning covers a multitude of sins. It just does. And it took a while for Cardinals fans to feel like, hey, this team's not that competitive. So it's the fan attendance is always going to lag behind the team's performance. But I guarantee you, this team starts playing well again, starts making the playoffs consistently again, fans will show up. When the Cardinals win,
yes,
fans show up.
Yes.
And that's just, it hasn't been the most competitive team the last handful of years. I really think it's that simple. Nobody cares about crime in St. Louis when the Cardinals are in the World Series.
Precisely. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. No one talks.
No.
No one goes, you know, St. Louis isn't safe. I'm not going to go to the World Series game. I'm not going to go to the playoff game. So I do think when the Cardinals win, consistently, fans will show up again, and it's just a little bit of a lag right now.
I do. I think that there's a certain group of people out there, and look, we work in downtown. We see stuff happen in downtown, and it's sometimes there's weird, wacky, not safe stuff happening. But there is a contingent of people out there who want to go to the mountaintop and scream as loud as they can. Downtown's not safe, which I don't totally agree with that. And they use this opportunity where ticket sales are a little bit down and they're not selling as much. They use that as a way to say, you see, people aren't coming because it's downtown. And I agree with you, Amy. Yeah. I don't think that's what's going on.
And I think the people on the mountaintop, half of them, maybe 80%, would come down the mountain if you gave them World Series tickets. Or if you gave them
more than half.
If you gave them tickets to the NLCS. And I get it that there are some, maybe there are a few on principle, but it's a handful. That's it. Most of the people on the mountain, people climb mountains when it's convenient in the same way. I could get into other things, but a lot of people have principles until you say, what if I gave you $1 million? Well, I could bend the rules. The Hallmark Channel, everyone has a price. But I do think people come down from there. They will hop off that high horse if you give them playoff tickets. And that's great. And that's why I'm not worried. When the Cardinals start winning consistently again, the fans are going to lag behind it. The fans will come back.
Yeah, yep. That's fine. And the Cardinals have done a lot this year in turn changing game day atmosphere, and I give them a lot of credit. It's not a snap your finger thing. Mm-hmm. We've seen crowds increase a lot in the last month or so. So it's happening. It's just not a snap your finger and it happened immediately thing.
Hey, Matt, before we let you go, I did see this news yesterday, some NHL rumors. Vegas Golden Knights defenseman, former Blue, Alex Pietrangelo is dealing with serious injuries, is going to require multiple major surgeries this summer, and reports are he will miss the entire 25-26 season at minimum.
Isn't that a bummer?
That's a bummer for our good friend, Stanley Cup champion, captain Alex Pietrangelo.
Yeah, I saw that news too, and it hasn't been completely confirmed yet. You just hate to see it, and he's a really good player. He was a good Blue, and when you have something like that happen, when you miss an entire season, it's hard to ever completely come back from that. So you hope that he does. Like, I'm not saying that he's not going to. It's a really unfortunate situation.
Well, and okay, he's 35. He missed a lot of parts of last season because of injury. He's going to, at minimum, miss next season. If you're looking at rehabbing at 37, do you try to make that happen?
Yeah, you do. Professional athletes at that level, if they can choose the way that they go out, they're going to.
He is Matt Pauly, host of KMOX Sports Open Line, Redbird Rush Hour. He's got Cardinals pregame and postgame. We've got first pitch tonight at 5:40, which means the pregame starts at 4:45. Matt, thanks for joining us. I'm glad you got to chat with your old buddy, Brad Young.
Yeah, a over the studio connection hug to Brad.
Thanks to my sports Sherpa, Matt. Great to talk to you, buddy.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
That was Matt Pauly again, pregame at 4:45 today. He's Brad Young. I'm Amy Markscores. We never talked about this Webster Groves restaurant that has had it with people smelling like weed. We'll get into it next on the Chris and Amy Show.
Can't wait.
Brad Young, there is a sign at a sushi restaurant in Webster Groves, and the sign reads quite simply, "Please do not enter if you smell of marijuana." The owners of a sushi restaurant have been fed up with people coming in smelling so strongly of weed that it disrupts the dining experience for all of the other patrons. What do you think of this?
Well, I think it has merit because one of the things, and Amy, you've experienced this. My wife and I, we like to go out for dinner. Mm-hmm. We'll be someplace, and the waiter or the waitress will come by, and they've used strong cologne.
Yeah.
And then you cannot taste your food because all you smell is Chanel number 72 or whatever it is that they're wearing, right?
That's the ripoff.
Okay, that's the cheap version, Chanel 72.
Yeah.
But you can't, because the experience of food is so intertwined with the aroma. And if you've got somebody sitting in the table next to you that smell like Cheech and Chong, you're not going to enjoy your food.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of merit to that.
And they have a right, correct, if it's their business. They're
right.
They're not telling you don't go to the park and smoke.
And here's how you break it down legally, all right? You say, number one, it's a private owner. Mm-hmm. They own the place, the establishment. And you're not discriminating based upon a protected class, because last time I checked, weed smokers are not in a protected class. So you can't discriminate against that. And you can say, I'm going to limit, just like no shoes, no shirt, no service. Mm-hmm. All right. Or in my hometown in Southern Illinois, it had no shirt, no shoes, no problem. Yeah. But that's different. That's Southern Illinois. But in this instance, you could limit you can restrict people coming into your place of business if they don't smell like weed. And I applaud this place at Webster Groves for doing that.
I'll say this. I know it's legal. Okay, live your life. The problem is the smell of weed is so heavy.
Oh,
it lingers.
Overbearing.
It's overbearing. Like, even when I'm driving, I'll be behind somebody, and the smell of weed, this happened last week, was so strong. And I think I'm allergic to the smell or something. My nerves feel like they're on edge when I smell it.
Yeah.
And in case you're listening and you know me and you know I'm a prude, yes, I had a friend say, Amy, are you sure that's not your, like, morality, you know, and your uppityness just making you aggravated? Well, maybe some of it is, but... I get it. It's legal. It's just that the smell of it makes me feel on edge, in the same way, like, my mom, when she smells like a polyurethane, maybe you go to a new house or someplace where someone's work has been done. It goes straight to her nerves. She's like, oh my gosh, this smell, it's different than just it smells bad. It hits her nervous system.
Right. Let's put it in a different context. If that restaurant had just painted the whole place, and then you're going to sit next to a wall that smells like paint, you're going to say, hey, I don't really want to sit here. I can't taste my food when it all smells like latex paint.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sitting next to Cheech and Chong has the same exact reaction. I don't want to eat my salmon or my sushi or whatever it is if it smells like skunkweed.
Apparently, I don't think people are mad. A few people have walked in, have seen the sign, have walked out and tried to air themselves out.
Yeah, but
switch shirts.
But wait, of course they're not going to be mad. They're stoned. They're not going to go in there. They're not going to get mad. They're going to be like, hey, man, whatever, dude. I'll just go eat some Doritos. They're not going to be upset.
That's a great point.
They're high. They're not going to be upset. They're going to go to McDonald's and get 4 cheeseburgers and 8 orders of French fries instead of getting the sushi. It's not a problem.
I have noticed that there are a lot of pizza places right next to dispensaries.
Of course.
Which is a strategic move.
Just like there's always a donut shop next to a Curve's. I promise you. Every time you see a Curve's, you're going to see a donut shop in the same strip mall. I promise you.
Okay. I got to go look out for this. If you've seen that, 314-436-7900. I've mentioned the Chiefs like 10 times, where we're finally going to talk about it, because the Chiefs won an extension on the stadium bids. What does that mean? Are they not going to stay in Missouri? He's Brad Young. I'm Amy Markscores. This is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.